This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, it is a huge, gigantic, wonderful Tuesday. Actually, no, it's not. I'll explain why it's not in just a moment. But we're going to do a bunch of different stuff tonight. We'll be all over the place, back and forth and back and forth. We're going to talk, yes, about the 700-page Crossfire Hurricane release to Congress. Briefly, we're going to talk about the media still talking about the Maryland man, the firebombing protection of Democrats. We're going to talk about the system itself, Iraqi sandstorms. Someone is abusing a crooked legal fund, and I think it's awesome and hilarious. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I'll just let you know right off the bat, just a warning. I did the best I could do to mitigate this before the show. I'm a little cranky. Nothing bad happened. Everything's fine. Everything's completely fine. I couldn't get to sleep. That never happens to me. I'm an incredible sleeper. I couldn't sleep last night. And let me tell you, the whole world pays when I don't sleep. I had somebody, I stopped, I let him cross the road in the parking lot today, and this woman, she looked at me, no thank you, no nod, and then just sauntered right across. I'll be honest, my foot left the brake for a minute. A quick second, the foot let off the brake, and I thought, boy, I could. I just could. And that's where I'm at. What, Chris, what? No, she didn't speed it up. No, of course not. No. You see, she's entitled. She's completely entitled, and no one's raised with manners anymore. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at today. Now, let's talk. I warned you already I'm in a bad mood. So maybe it's a good day for you to turn off the radio. I know you're not supposed to say that, but I'm warning you right now I'm in a bad mood. I saw this morning. Fox News. Apparently, this was on Fox News last night on the Jesse Waters show. I like Jesse, by the way. But I woke up first thing this morning from a bad night's sleep. I rolled over, and who did I see on Fox News?
Jesse, you know, when you're listening to all these liberal reporters, they keep calling him a Maryland man. He's not a Maryland man. He's part of a foreign terrorist organization. He's a member of MS-13 who has...
That voice is Pam Bondi's voice. And we can get to the Maryland man thing in a moment. But I feel like there is something that I have to say, and it's a good day for me to say it because I'm in a sour, sour mood, okay? Because this is my concern. Maybe it's yours, maybe it's not, but this is my concern. My concern is that we're being played a little bit. I'll tell you what. Pause. I'll come back to what I mean. I had a thing I used to do when I was a kid. My dad was an incredible athlete, college scholarships. He actually went to college on a scholarship for basketball, but he had football offers too. He's just one of these studs, just one of these beasts who could do whatever he wanted. I didn't get any of those genes, by the way. But he, of course, dreamt of me being a big athlete, too, which I was never going to be. I was too lazy. Didn't have the talent. I just wasn't there. But I never practiced. He even built this sweet outdoor basketball hoop, and I never practiced basketball. I wasn't really into it. I wanted to do other stuff. I used to try to time it for when he would get home from work. And I would grab my basketball and go out there, and I'd try to time it just right from when I thought he was going to get home. I'd even ask my mom, hey, have you talked to Dad? Is Dad coming home? This is before cell phones. And I would try to go out there 5 minutes before he got home so he could drive in and see me playing hoops. Playing him. giving him a little taste of what he wanted to see in order to hopefully satisfy his desire for me to be this wonderful, hardworking basketball player. Okay, playing him. I don't want to see Pam Bondi on TV anymore. I don't want to see any more press conferences about MS-13. It's been a week now. The Attorney General of the United States of America is still dropping little clips on Jesse Waters on Fox News. He's not a Maryland man. I really don't care, to be honest with you. I got it. We got him. We deported him. That's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing. Where are my government arrests? Should we go down the list? Should we go down the list? Starting with Barack Obama. Should we do some of the list, shall we? Under Barack Obama, FBI Director James Comey started an off the books investigation into presidential candidate Donald Trump that reached the level of wiretapping Trump Tower. That is so illegal, it's frightening. It's even if it was legal, it's so evil, it's frightening. We could go ahead and march down this list if you'd like. I don't think we need to do 3 hours of that. I don't want to do this all night. I don't want to put myself in a bad mood, but government crime after government crime after government crime. You know all those things Elon Musk and his Doge team keep discovering? Wow, 50 million for transgender mice and all the other stuff. You know all that stuff. I don't have to bore you. Well, here's a good headline of it. State Department axes $214 million in foreign grants. One of them is cash for newsroom sustainability in Moldova. Do you know what that is? It's not waste. Did you know that? Yes, I know there's waste in government. That's corruption. That's fraud. That money, it actually didn't disappear. It didn't get sent out and just kind of disappear into the ether. It's in someone's bank account as we speak. Have you ever been down to Florida? I had to go down there for business a few weeks ago. It's wild. You go into Southern Florida, and my wife, she says the same thing I say every time we go down there. How do this many people have this much money? Everywhere you look, it's yachts and Lamborghinis and everywhere. Everyone has apparently boatloads of money, just truckloads of it. We're just floored by that. I've never sat in any of these cars, and they're all over the road. It's not like it's one. Do you know how many of those people down there in Florida and California and across the globe are cruising along in that boat you paid for? Because they found a way to steal that money from you. Government people are facilitating the ongoing theft of your money. You went to work today and the government stole 25 to 35% of your money, and it's in people's bank accounts, and they're buying steaks with it, and they're buying boats with it while you can't afford groceries. Do we have to talk about Roe versus Wade being overturned? And then in response to a Supreme Court ruling they don't like, the United States Department of Justice dug up an old law and unleashed a terror campaign, sending the CHECA, the FBI, after pro-lifers wherever they could find them, some of whom are rotting in prison as we speak. I don't need your 19th Fox News appearance with funny one-liners about the MS-13 guy who's already gone, locked up in a cage where he should be in El Salvador. And I'll be honest with you, I'm starting to get the feeling we're getting played. I'm starting to get the feeling that we're going to get a little bit of this and a little bit of that for 4 years. I'm starting to get the feeling that there are people high up in this administration who do not at all understand what the American people are demanding right now. Oh, I want all the MS-13 guys arrested and deported. There's no doubt about that. arresting and deporting MS-13 guys will not save the country because MS-13 guys will not end the country. However, criminals inside of the United States government working exclusively on behalf of Democrats, violating the law, stealing your money, that will end the United States of America. It will end the country. And I'll be honest, I don't have any more time for more Fox News appearances by the Attorney General. Completely unimpressed. Has one single government arrest been made? One. Oh, I know. We have news conferences every day from Elon Musk, but this corruption. Has Pam Bondi arrested anyone? Okay. Stop. I realize that hasn't happened. Has a pending indictment been announced? They do that all the time. Is someone beat? Anybody? Is this thing on? Nothing? Nobody? I don't want to see Pam Bondi on Fox News anymore. And I'm tired of being played. There. I told you I was salty. I'm not even done on this. I'll come back and I'll rant on it some more. And then I'll try to calm down and we'll move on to some other things. Now, let's talk about Relief Factor. Because there's one thing that's not hurting on me, and that's me physically. Yes, I'm tired, but physically I feel great. My elbow's not bothering me and my shoulder doesn't hurt anymore. I discovered the glory of Relief Factor, you see. 100% drug-free supplement. You see, when you take Relief Factor every day, that's it. Just wash it down with breakfast every single day. It builds up in your body. It's developed by doctors. You keep taking things to mask your pain, or even worse, you're ignoring it, and then you're just not doing things. No, I don't want to go for a walk. No, I don't want to play golf. No, I don't want to go to work. Why don't you try Relief Factor? Isn't $19.95 worth a shot? That's what 3 weeks of it is, $19.95. If you don't feel better after 3 weeks, don't order anymore. You lost nothing. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show with me, Sour Mood Jesse, because I didn't sleep on a Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Headline, Kash Patel delivers final blow to Russia collusion narrative with 700-page crossfire hurricane released to Congress. That's a headline. Final blow. Huh. Is that the final blow? I don't know about you. I knew the crossfire hurricane stuff was dead and inaccurate a long time ago. You knew that too, right? Of course you did. So how's it a final blow? It's a 700-page document. Law students do that every semester. What is this? How is this a final blow to anybody? Who's going to jail? The Federal Bureau of Investigation lied on a FISA application. They lied to the FISA court in order to justify a warrant to spy on Donald Trump. That even if Donald Trump was a normal civilian like me or you, that would be such a gross violation of FBI power, a gross violation of your civil rights, that if you took your job at the Federal Bureau of Investigation and you lied to the FISA court on purpose to get a warrant, you should spend the rest of your natural life in prison. And this is one small part of what they've done. But I don't want to hear any more about final blows, devastating, this is the end. Who's in prison? When are people going to prison? I know about MS-13. I got, yes, yay, MS-13, so happy. What time's the Fox News appointment tonight for Pam Bondi? What shows, how many shows, you know what? That's it. I know I'm in a sour mood. Chris, Corey, I'm not even close to freaking kidding. I want it done. If we can, I'll try to keep track myself. I want a ticker, an official ticker We're going to count the number of Fox News appearances from Pam Bondi versus the number of government people who've been arrested. And we'll start now. Look, we'll get that's a 100-day grace period. That's a 100-day grace period. We gave her all the other ones. I want an official count. In fact, maybe we'll put a board up behind me. In fact, now we are putting a board up. I just talked myself into it. We're putting a board up, a little whiteboard with two sides of it. And it'll be the Pam Bondi counter, the Fox News appearances versus government arrests, arrests of government people. And we'll see which side fills up first. I'm not interested anymore. I don't care about
Jesse,
this.
Jesse, when you're listening to all these liberal reporters, they keep calling him a Maryland man. He's not a Maryland man.
It's my job to complain about liberal reporters. It's your job to complain about liberal reporters. Send me emails. Discuss it with your friends. Me, Chris, Corey, we'll complain about liberal reporters. I need you as Attorney General to be the sword and shield of justice in this country. The United States government is the largest, most well-funded, ongoing criminal organization on the entire planet. In fact, if we're going purely off budget and the guns they have access to, the United States government of 2025 is the largest criminal organization in the history of the world. I don't give a crap about the next TV appearance. I don't give a crap about liberal reporters from the Attorney General. I want to know who's going to jail. Billions. You know what? Forget billions. Let's be honest. Trillions of dollars has just been swindled from us. The Pentagon hasn't passed an audit in years. Years. Do you realize what that means? Do you understand that all money leaves a trail? And this was in the older days when everything was done by typewriter and things like that. Now because of computers and technology, the money's trackable everywhere. Do you understand that if you fail audits like that, it's because people are stealing? It's not, well, whoops, wasteful. You know what? I'm done using that word when it comes to government, waste. That's an excuse the communists want you to use. That's an excuse the thieves want you to use. Oh, sorry. Did you audit my department and we didn't pass? Just guess it was some waste. Ha ha ha. Wink, wink. Nope, it was theft. Someone stole. It was theft. I don't want to hear from Pam Bondi anymore on Fox News. There are all kinds of people, legions of them, who can complain about liberal reporters, who can spend a week talking about the illegal ship to El Salvador. I want the Attorney General of the United States of America to go arrest the criminals inside the government and save my country. And that's what I voted for. And what I'm starting to get extremely concerned about is that they know that's what we voted for. They know that's what you voted for. They know that's what I voted for. And instead, we're getting played with these little tastes of things we love on the news every day. Hey, we got an illegal here, got another one there. It's not going to work for me. It does not work for me. It's official. In fact, I'm going to do it during the commercial break, which we're about to go to right here. I'm going to order the whiteboard, and we are starting a whiteboard counter behind me on the radio, and you can tune in every single day if you'd like to watch it. All right? All right. That's enough of that. I actually have an email about all this fraud and system stuff, and we're going to go into that next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent, magnificent Tuesday. All right, there's going to be a ton of emails tonight, but actually I'm going to use this one to get me somewhere. We're going to have a long talk about this. I don't know how long. I haven't really planned anything out as per usual. But hey, dear Jesse, am I crazy? That's what this lady says. Or are Democrats saying Americans don't want manufacturing in America? No one is saying this out loud, but it seems that is their position. What's up on this? Okay. So there's an effort, ongoing effort by the Trump administration to reshore American manufacturing. And I know you know what that means, but to bring it back home. Not all of it, of course. That's not at all realistic, but to bring back the ability to manufacture things. You have countries like China with a gigantic shipbuilding industry while we have destroyed ours, that is a crisis. That's a national emergency, to be honest with you. If you can't build ships and they can, you're in deep, deep trouble. Okay, so there's an effort to reshore it. The Trump administration's doing many things for this, financially incentivizing, they're deregulating thing. And yes, the tariff thing is part of it. And I know half you love that, half you hate that. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about the specifics of how. The point is, the goal is to bring back manufacturing. And yet, there are lots and lots of Democrats who sound like, well, sound like Janet Yellen.
Perhaps it's to bring back American manufacturing, but I really think that's a pipe dream and not something that is likely to be accomplished. And we could even raise questions about whether or not, in a broad-based way, that's a desirable goal.
What? Now, you may agree with tariffs. You may love them. You may disagree with tariffs and all that stuff. That's fine, right? You're allowed to have an opinion, but I didn't know that it was debatable that we needed some manufacturing back here. That's not really debatable. So why would Democrats and establishment Republicans, why would they be against such a thing? Okay. So let's talk about this. Set that aside. We'll come back to it in a moment. We're going to talk about the system itself in kind of a more general way, you see. I want you to imagine that I am a pastor. I am actually am an ordained minister. Did you know that, Chris? I just did it online. I had to marry a buddy. But anyway, no. But let's say I'm starting a church, okay? And I'm a pastor. And let's say I am, well, this is pretty accurate. Let's say I'm evil and crooked, okay? Evil and crooked. And this church begins to grow. And me, Pastor Jesse, I start to take the Lord's house and the Lord's money, and I make it work for me. I hoover up as much of it as I can. I ensure that the elders who are put in place to lead the church, that they will be all people who will give me generous, generous quantities of money. Whenever I need landscaping done at the house, I put out the word and I have the church show up and do it. When it's time for a new car, I don't just want a normal car. I want a Ferrari. And I have the church do it because that's what Pastor Jesse needs. Years and years and years and years and years. Soon I have six mansions across everywhere. I'm worth millions and millions and millions of dollars from this ongoing evil, ongoing corruption, a system I have put into place over years and years and years, a system that is designed to enrich me. That's the whole purpose of what I've done. That's why I put this elder in place. That's why I did this. That's why I did that. Years and years and years, and Pastor Jesse is a very evil, very corrupt, very rich man who will definitely burn in hell one day. Let's say that's the system that I have put into place. Now, somebody comes in and says, hey, you know what I think we need here in this church? We really need an outside chief financial officer to come in and monitor the books and kind of figure out where all this money's going, because it seems like there's millions and millions of dollars that aren't where they should be. Now, let me ask you, as evil, corrupt Pastor Jesse, do I want some outside CFO to come in and comb through the books? That's the last thing in the world I want. The system, as I call it, we could call it the global financial system. We could call it the global elite, whatever word you want to put on it, whatever term you want to put on it. Establishment Republicans, every single elected Democrat, people like Janet Yellen, most of the Fortune 500, the entire United States government, or virtually the entire United States government, what they have put into place over years and years and years and years, this hasn't been instant, it wasn't just Joe Biden, it was through year after years and years and years, they have in place an extremely evil, corrupt system, but it's an evil, corrupt system that enriches them. It's very, very, very good for them. This is the part that can get lost in the shuffle. It enriches them. It enriches their friends. It punishes their enemies. When you wake up, when you have stress, when you look at America and the state of things, or the debt, or the border, or the whatever it is, these people never, ever, 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 not one day do they wake up and stress about the state of the country, about the decaying state of the country. The decaying state of the country is the point. The decaying state of the country is the purpose for what they do, what they do. They have spent years putting into place a system of government that will enrich them and their friends in insane ways. And the last thing they ever want is change. Why do you think this huge, the big bill that's coming through, why do you think it's going to be so awful and corrupt and loaded with more scummy, evil things than you can possibly count? You know, they're talking about this big, beautiful bill, of course, which is ridiculous. There's no such thing as a big bill that's beautiful. They're talking about a big bill, and the GOP will vote for it, and all these people vote for it. And then when it actually comes out, when we actually see the details, which we don't have yet, you will be mortified. And yes, I'm going to go off on it on this show. You will be mortified. And as we go down the list of all the corrupt things in it, you're going to be saying to yourself, well, how did that put in? How did they get what? Why would they put that in there? How did that happen? This is what we've always done. You are going to say or think those words to yourself when you look at this big, gigantic financial waste. And the truth is, the people who currently hold power in the country are not interested in change. In fact, the people who run the country, the criminals who run the United States of America, are highly, highly invested in nothing changing. Corrupt Pastor Jesse, it's not just that I don't want an outside CFO to come in and look at the books. I flat out cannot afford a corrupt CFO to come in and look at the books, because then I'm going to be in trouble. That's exactly the status of Janet Yellen and all the people who work in and around our government. This is a corrupt system that has enriched them for years. And it's not just that they don't want changes made. They can't afford it. Their entire life, their entire livelihood, every ounce of their being is invested in the United States of America remaining a criminal organization. What do criminal organizations do to protect themselves when threatened? That's where we're at. I have a couple headlines that'll actually make my point for me perfectly. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a spectacular Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to do a bunch of emails and other things. And yes, I'll get to this ABC News headline that is a doozy for the ages and kind of makes a point I made last night. But back to what we were just discussing. Why don't Democrats want manufacturing back here? Why do these people not seem interested in changing the way things are working? Because the United States government is a criminal organization, and criminal organizations exist to protect themselves. When you ask yourself this question, hey, why doesn't the government want to make this positive change? Fill in the blank, whatever positive, we'll make it about in your manufacturing. Why doesn't the federal government seem to want manufacturing to come back into the United States of America? It's like asking, hey, why doesn't the Gambino family pave the roads of New York City? It's equally ridiculous. The Gambino family is not invested in paving the freaking roads. It's a criminal organization. It's interested in making money and protecting itself. You would never even knock on the door and ask them to go pave the roads. It's not something that they would do. When you look at people like John Cornyn, every elected Democrat, really most of the people in the government, and you ask, why do they seem to be against this improvement? They don't even view their role as being improving anything. Here's a headline for you, exclusive. This is from the Free Beacon. State Department axes $214 million in foreign grants for newsroom sustainability in Moldova. But wait, there's one that pairs with it. Legal scandal erupts as the American Bar Association's ties to U.S. aid get exposed. Remember all that USAID stuff? U.S. aid, allegedly an arm of the Central Intelligence Agency that operates in foreign countries, paying for color revolutions in foreign countries, funneling money to worldwide cultural Marxist efforts. U.S. aid, hey! Here's another $50 million so you can teach your school kids how to be gay in Sudan. USAID? Well, the American Bar Association. Gigantic, evil, communist legal association here in the United States of America. They received over $40 million in taxpayer-funded grants from USAID and the State Department since the early 90s, according to Mike Benz. It's not just that all that money went overseas. That money stays right here at home. One gigantic corrupt system, all of it designed to give these people money, your money, and give these people power. You ask why the government doesn't want manufacturing back here. It's like asking why the Gambino family hasn't repaved the roads. We just have completely different ideas of what their roles should be. And now you understand my frustration with this stuff.
Jesse, you know, when you're listening to all these liberal reporters, they keep calling him a Maryland man. He's not a Maryland man.
I don't need Pam Bondi, the attorney general, yucking it up with Jesse Waters on Fox News every night. I need her arresting the criminals inside of the government. Because that's how we save the country. And that is my interest in saving the country. And let me go ahead and get out in front of this right now because I'm crabby anyway. Don't send me a freaking email telling me that I just need to sit back and wave pom-poms. I don't wave pom-poms. And if that's what you do, congratulations. 99.9% of the radio shows out there will do that all 3 hours of every single day. If you are expecting me to sit back and cheerlead for 4 years when I see failure, you are expecting the wrong thing out of me, Jack. I don't do that. I never have. I never will. I would quit before I did that. And I am well aware that's the easiest route to high ratings and popularity and all that other stuff. In fact, I can't believe the show grew as much as it has over this time because I won't do it. I refuse to freaking do it. And if that's what you're looking for, go somewhere else. So don't send me an email telling me how perfect this is and how perfect that is and Not interested at all. My interest is in the United States of America. I love my country. I would die for it. I want my children, and their children after them to enjoy the same kind of country that I've enjoyed for 43 years. And that is my chief interest. I am not interested in running cover for this guy or that guy or waving pom-poms for this or that. Or no, everything Trump does is perfect. Nope, not interested. I want more. Oh, and by the way, I did have a thought about this before we move on to maybe some emails in this ABC News thing. Remember how quickly Matt Gaetz got stopped by the United States Senate? Remember, Pam Bondi was not Donald Trump's first choice. His first choice was Matt Gaetz. Now, all those GOP senators, the establishment types, the Lindsey Grahams, they had huge problems with a bunch of Trump's nominees. Lindsey Graham, he was rallying efforts quietly against Pete Hegseth. Of course, then Trump endorsed him the next day, but he was rallying efforts against Pete Hegseth. He hated Tulsi Gabbard. He's not alone. John Cornyn, these types, they didn't want any of these Trump nominees in, yet they all voted for Trump's nominees in the end because they didn't want to risk Trump's anger. Yet, there was one person who was a bridge so far for them that they were willing to risk Trump's anger and oppose him so he couldn't be put into place. One person, one of Donald Trump's nominees was shot down. Matt Gaetz. And this is not the Matt Gaetz fan club. Frankly, I think he's obnoxious. But that's exactly the kind of jerk we need to walk in the Department of Justice. And you'll have to forgive me if I'm suspicious by nature. I suspect that's the reason he's not there. That's what I suspect. I suspect Matt Gaetz wanting to make real changes, wanting to arrest government criminals. In Matt Gaetz's defense, he's spoken out against Republican corruption as well. He's been awesome about that. I suspect that's the reason. I think he's doing a podcast now instead of the sitting attorney general. Even the Lindsey Grahams of the world were going to oppose Matt Gaetz. I suspect that's why. All right. Now, let's go on and we'll make fun of ABC News and talk about Democrats shooting themselves in the foot and many other things. Let's talk about pure talk. You see, there are two things in life that are certain, death and taxes, as the old saying goes. But there's a third thing. You're going to save a bunch of money by just switching to pure talk. Let's just talk about money. Let's make it about money. Average family saves $1,000 a year. What could you do with $1,000 a year? What if you did nothing with it? What if you just invested $1,000 a year for the next 10, 15 years of your life? You understand that what a fat chunk of change that would be? Pure Talk will help you with your friggin' retirement. It takes 10 minutes on the phone to switch. You on the same network. It's the patriotic cell phone company. Why wouldn't you switch to Pure Talk? Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Tonight's the night. Switch to Pure Talk. It's a good night for it anyway. We'll talk about ABC News in a headline for the ages next.
This is an iHeart podcast.